From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Immortals, The Darkening, by Robin T. Popp. Now let's begin with Immortals, The Darkening. Prologue.
So this is death.
The irony was not lost on Darius, as flashes of brilliant light blinded him and pain drove him to his knees. With one hand braced against the tiled floor of the balcony, the other clutched his stomach as every nerve burned with a blistering intensity. He fought to stay conscious while non-existent shards of glass pierced his skull. There was powerful magic at work here, living magic that perversely was killing him.
Sekhmet! He roared.
This was her fault. If his patron goddess hadn't removed his life force, the calling spell would have transported him painlessly to wherever he was needed. Earth must be in dire straits if humans had broken a 700-year silence to call the immortals. He fought the pull of the spell, drawing on his own power until he felt it rippling along his skin, causing his tattoos to lift and morph briefly into the items they represented before turning into images once more.
Whitley!
If Sekhmet wouldn't answer him, maybe her priest would. Gritting his teeth against the onslaught of ever-increasing pain, he fell into a sitting position and wrapped his arms around himself to keep from being ripped apart. Then, as suddenly as the attack started, it ended. Slowly, the pain in his head faded, and he opened his eyes. Bright light blinded him, but he quickly realized it was merely the sun shining overhead. As his eyes adjusted, the rest of his surroundings came into view. The clear blue sky, the lush green woods on each side of the sapphire blue water of Lake Pax. Darius studied the flight of a snow-white...